Paperboy.
Hi, window washer.
Well, where's our little ray of sunshine? You look as happy as a wet cat.
I'm all fed up. Right to here with this newspaper stuff.
Well, why don't you get another job? You know, I read in the paper this morning that they need rocket scientists at Cape Canaveral, and I hear there's several openings at the Pentagon.
Oh, you're a riot. You want to know something, Mom?
That depends.
I'm too old for this stuff.
What stuff? Well, I am so tired of hearing that song.
What song?
I'm going to quit my old newspaper route blues.
Just slosh the windows, Abigail. Mom and I are talking.
That's so tiresome.
Mary, slosh the windows.
No kidding, Mom. You know, I'm practically the only guy in high school who has a paper route. Second year in high school, and I'm riding around on a stupid bike throwing stupid papers on stupid stoops. And you know what Scotty Wheeler's doing? He's running around town in a custom convertible with a floor shift.
You overlook one fact, little brother. Scotty happens to be 2 years older than you and earns a lot more money.
Well, sure he earns more. He works for his father.
A law that says you can't work for your father. Hmm? I mean, you could mow the lawn, rake the leaves. He said he'd pay you for it.
Oh, Mom, that's not the kind of work for a guy my age. I'm growing up. I want to go out on my own. Well, why should I knock myself out for somebody else? Well, look at this kid job. Riding around on a stupid bike, throwing stupid papers. No kidding, Mom. I'm working myself silly. For peanuts.
Well, honey, if it's too much work, why don't you get somebody to help you deliver your papers?
To split the profits? Hey. If I could get a kid to help me, I could pay him a little salary, and I wouldn't even have to lift a finger. I could still keep my route. Mom, you're a genius.
I beg your pardon?
I said you're a genius. You know, I could even expand. I could hire more kids and buy more routes, and all I'd have to do is just sit back and rake in the dough. I'd be in business. Jeffrey Stone's News Delivery Service. Unlimited. How about that? Do you know what people in this town are going to call me?
I can think of several possibilities.
The paper tycoon? I just thought I'd like to have a little business conference with you. Got a big deal cooking.
Is this something we can handle ourselves, or should we call in our lawyers?
Oh, Dad, this is serious. No kid stuff and no foolishness. I'm going into business for myself.
What sort of business?
Well, Dad, this is the setup. Now, you know that I have my own paper out, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, this afternoon I bought two more.
Three paper routes? You're going to have to ride that bicycle awfully fast.
Ah, but that's just the point. I won't even have to ride my bike. I'm going to hire three kids to do all my work. I'll just sit back and watch the profits come in. How about that?
Pretty ingenious. What are you going to do while the kids are delivering papers? Sit around and peel grapes?
Oh, no, Dad. I'm going to devote myself to more uplifting pursuits. Just to watch that money roll in without even lifting my finger. You want to know something funny, Dad? I thought you'd be against this whole thing.
No, what could have put an idea like that into your head?
I don't know. Maybe because of Mom. You know, she still thinks I'm a little kid. But I'm growing up. You understand how it is.
Oh, sure. I grew up myself once.
Well, anyway, I need $20, so if you'll lend it to me, I'll pay it back at the end of the month.
J.S., the idea of working for yourself is good, but there are a few other ideas in there we'll have to kick around a little.
But, Dad!
Let's continue this conference later, shall we?
Oh, but, Dad! But, Dad, the $20!
Jeff, you remember the old saying, neither a borrower nor a lender be...
Oh, but, Dad!
Now, suppose we consider the possibility of your saving the money yourself out of your savings.
Oh, but, Dad, you don't understand. If I don't have the money tonight, the deal's off.
We'll talk about it, I promise you. Goodbye, Jeff.
Hi, Mom!
Hi, dear.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh. Oh, Mom, Mary said she wouldn't be home until dinner, and Dad said they had to go to a conference and said to remind you.
Oh, good. I won't have to rush dinner then. Jeff, I bought the most beautiful new lamp. Would you like to see it?
Oh, I'd love to.
Here, let me help you. Watch it.
What
do you think?
It's adorable.
Really?
Mom, do you remember what we were talking about last Saturday?
No, dear.
About me going into business.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, I can buy two paper routes for $15 each, and I've already got $10 saved up, so all I need is $20 more, but I need it tonight.
What'd your father say?
Oh, well, he had to leave before I could make him understand how important it is to get the money tonight, I mean.
I see. What do you think?
Oh, it's adorable. Anyway, I thought that it was such a great idea that maybe you and I could make a little deal.
Oh, no, honey, I have to talk it over with your father first.
Oh, but, Mom, he won't be home until late. Oh, Mom, I gotta have that money tonight. This is my big chance. You know, I can make money by the bucketfuls. Oh, Mom, please, you can make Dad understand. Oh, Mom, really. Look, Mom, I promise you I'll give you an IOU. I'll even pay you interest. Oh, what have you got to lose? You know, it's like Dad said. He said, the idea of working for yourself is good.
He said that?
His exact words. And besides, Mom, it wouldn't just be a loan. It'd be an investment in your very own son.
It's good.
Then it's a deal?
All right, it's a deal.
Oh, Mom, thanks. Of course, I'll pay you interest.
Oh, no interest. This is a straight mother-to-son loan. All right?
Oh, Mom, for you, anything.
Good. Oh, by the way, I didn't have a chance to do lunch dishes, honey. Would you mind?
Me wash dishes? Sure, Mom, sure. Sheesh.
Anything happen around here?
Well, I had a little talk with our son this afternoon.
That figures. You didn't give him the money.
Yes, I did. Honey, I didn't mean to.
Why?
Why?
Why didn't you wait and talk to me about it first?
Because he said he needed the money tonight, and I didn't know what time you were coming home.
Honey, I wanted to hold off on this. Now, you turn right around and give him the money.
Alex, will you please listen?
You know, it's hard enough to discipline the kids with...
Honey, will you please listen to what I have to say?
Did he tell you that I told him that we'd talk about it later?
I must say he chose his words very carefully.
I'll bet he did.
Alex.
Honey, I would have lent him the money myself if he hadn't been so cocky about the whole thing. He's going to be a big man without one bit of work on his part. Everybody works while Jeff loafs. Darling, that kid has got to learn that he can't just go through life with an attitude like that. He's got to learn that you can't get something for nothing. He's got to learn.
Alex, how did you learn it?
What do you mean?
Did you learn it from your father?
Ah, we'll try it your way. And I hope you're right. Because if you're wrong, we're going to be up to our necks in newspapers.
All right, now, this is how it works. Craig and Bill, you'll handle the afternoon routes. And Timmy, you'll handle the morning route. Now, you'll have to get up early in the morning to do this. Will that be okay with you folks?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. Now, I'm giving you that one because, well, it's the smallest and you're the youngest, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you have any papers left over for the first few days, don't worry about it. It'll take a little time to learn the route.
Well, when do we get paid?
Once a month, right after collection.
How much?
Oh, I told you. I get 15% for my papers, and you get 5% of my 15%.
How much is that money, Mr. Stone?
Well, it depends on how much you collect.
5% doesn't sound like much.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Look, all you have to do is go down, pick up the papers, fold them, and deliver them. That's all. It'll take you maybe an hour at the most. I'll handle everything else.
Like what, for instance?
Yeah, like what?
Well, the responsibility. I'm in charge of the routes, so I have to keep everything running smoothly and all the subscribers happy. You guys don't have to do any of that. It's my responsibility. And when you have more responsibility, you get more money. You understand? You aren't the only guys I can get. If you don't like the deal, don't take it.
I like it, Mr. Stone.
Okay, we're in.
Good. Now, papers are right here. Craig and Bill, you start folding them. And Timmy, you watch and see how they do it. Go on, watch.
Yes.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Miss Stone.
Hi, Miss Stone.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Miss Stone.
Hi, Timmy. I thought your employees might like a cookie break.
Checking up on your investment, huh?
Isn't Timmy a little young for this kind of work?
Well, I'll keep my eye on him. Chow time, fellas.
Oh, gee, thanks, Miss Stone.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm glad you don't have to drive down to an office in all this rain.
Well, I do have a couple of house calls to make.
Okay, rejoice, everybody. I'm here.
Good morning, how's business?
Just great. Only 4 days in business and everything's going like clockwork. Say, you know, Dad, I've been thinking.
That's healthy.
If questionable.
And the more I think, the more I figure that I won't need to waste my time going to college. Well, you know, I'll have quite a pile of that green stuff by the time I get out of high school. So I think I'll invest it in a good, solid stock.
Into the stock market.
Hmm? Eat your breakfast, dear.
Oh, boy, am I hungry. Well, I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, that's me. Oh, hello, Miss Bessemer. Oh? Oh. Yeah, I'll get right on it. No, it won't happen again. Okay. Bye.
Anything wrong?
No, of course not. Timmy just must have skipped Miss Bessemer, that's all. No strain, I'll just drop the paper off on my way to school. I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, that's me.
What? I said I got a flat tire, Mr. Stone. What am I going to do?
Can't you get your dad to fix it?
I can't. My dad's already gone to work.
Well, don't worry. I'll be right over.
What's the matter, dear?
Oh, nothing. Timmy just got a flat tire on his bike, that's all. Poor kid thinks it's the end of the world. You know, Timmy's kind of my favorite, being the youngest and all. Well, I better get over there and help him do his route. Thanks, Dad. Mrs. Bessemer.
Toodaloo, tycoon.
Is that you, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how'd it go this morning with Timmy?
Okay.
Oh, well, that's good, because Craig and Bill came by to see you this afternoon.
What would those two want?
Well, they left a note on the patio.
Dear Jeff, we had to go to band practice this afternoon and didn't have time to fold our papers. Will you fold them and we will pick them up after band practice. Sincerely yours. What do those guys think I'm paying them for? 150 papers. Thanks, Mom.
Well, what's going on out here?
What's it look like?
Oh, I was under the impression that you were going to live it up while the others did all the work.
Emergency, start folding.
What's going on out here?
Come on, Daddy, join the club.
I thought you were supposed to have somebody
fold.
Well, J.S., how'd it go? Your employees ever show up?
Oh, sure, Dad. Everything's okay.
You're sure?
Sure, I'm sure. You know, Dad, Craig and Bill really aren't bad guys. I mean, they couldn't help it if they had band practice. But it won't happen again. They're going to practice earlier after this.
That's fine.
Thanks for helping, Dad.
Oh, it's all right. As long as we don't have to do it every day.
Oh, no, of course not. It just takes a little time to get things rolling.
Yeah.
No trouble from now on.
Good.
I hope.
Hello? Jeffrey Stone's News Delivery Service? Unlimited.
Hello? Yeah, that's me.
Jeff, dinner.
He's not home, dear.
Again?
Well, we caught a glimpse of him this afternoon, didn't we, Mother? And don't you tease him, either.
I'm dreaming.
The paper tycoon? Look, I know I mispracticed a couple of times, but... Okay, so it was five times, but I couldn't help it. I had some business to take care of. Yeah, I understand. Okay, bye.
Jeff, Mr. Johnson called.
That old two-ton Tyler, just because he's captain of the team now, he takes it so big. Well, he said... You miss one more time, buddy boy, and that's it.
Jeff, Mr. Johnson called me this afternoon from the newspaper.
He called you?
He said that if he had any more complaints, he was going to have to take two of your routes away from you. And he wanted to know what I thought of the situation.
Take him away? But Dad, it's only been 3 weeks. I'll get him straightened out. Well, you'd think he'd give a guy a chance.
He is giving you a chance, Jeff. And so am I. But if your homework doesn't improve...
Those kids, if they don't get on the ball, I'm going to fire them. Don't worry about the homework, Dad. I'll get caught up on that. Well, right after collection, I'm going to give those guys a real good chopping out.
Well, now, Jeff.
Hello? Yeah, that... Hey, it's for you.
Hello. Hi, darling.
Hi, dear.
Oh, I'm starved.
Well, dinner will be ready in a few minutes.
Good. Anything new?
Well, your son was every inch the executive today. Oh, he was very busy counting money and writing things in a ledger. You should have seen him.
Well, how's the teenage financier of Hilldale High?
Fine, Dad. Come on.
It's a big day today, isn't it, Jeff?
Hmm?
Payday?
Sure. Payday.
Mother, you're never going to guess what happened.
Careful, your father, dear.
Oh, gee, Mother, I got the top score in the tennis class, and Mr. Hayworth offered me a job for summer vacation. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I mean, it'll pay all my expenses for next fall, and I'll be able to get that dreamy new formal.
Oh, what kind of work, honey?
Teaching tennis to his younger students. Mother, do you know I'm going to get $2 an hour?
Dear, will you put that thing away before you give your father some
question? Mother, I've got to call Darlene. You know she's going to be green, just absolutely green.
Jeff, what's the matter?
Nothing.
You feel all right?
I feel fine. Mom, I can't pay you the money I owe you.
What happened?
Didn't make any.
Nothing?
With over 200 newspapers, you must have made something.
Well, after I paid the kids, there was nothing left for me. I forgot about the people who don't pay.
Oh, how many?
15 on Timmy's route, 12 on Craig's, 13 on Bill's.
And that would have been your profit.
Only there wasn't any.
Well, you'll get paid next month, won't you?
I guess so.
And as your banker, I'll be more than happy to grant you an extension on the loan.
Thanks, Mom. I'll wash up for dinner.
Oh, well, Alex, I wish he could have learned it from a book. Jeff?
Yeah, that's right.
Jeff?
Huh? Mom.
You didn't eat much dinner. I thought you might be hungry.
Thanks, Mom.
Timmy's mother just called. Timmy has a cold, and she wants to know if you'll do the route for him tomorrow morning.
That kid sure has a time of it, doesn't he? Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, I'll wake you.
5 o'clock.
I know. Are you coming along with your homework?
I'm in a real mess, Mom. You know, I got a D in my business exam yesterday. Sort of poetic justice, isn't it? And they're gonna kick me off the team because I haven't made any practices.
Try one of these.
It's good. You know something, Mom? This world's too much with us.
Oh?
You know, my subscribers are complaining like nobody's business, and I can't pay my debts. And just 1 month in business, and I'm a failure already.
I wouldn't say that.
Hmm?
I think you've learned a few things, like, well, there's more to growing up than just going out on your own.
And I was gonna make buckets of money without even lifting a finger. You know something, Mom?
Hmm?
You just can't get something for nothing.
Well, now that you've got all of this valuable experience behind you, maybe next summer you can try your hand at handling paper routes again. You know, when you have more time.
Maybe I could sell out. Then I could pay off my loan and... And the kids would be out of a job.
Well, why don't you sleep on it? Think about it again tomorrow. You know, problems are always easier to solve in daylight.
Guess you're right, Mom.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Mom.
Baseball practice, Mom.
Jeff?
Yeah?
Did you go down to the market and see about that job?
Yeah, I did, but I was a little bit late. They already had another box boy.
Well, your father said something about the lawn in the garage.
I forgot. Oh. Is that my IOU?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna talk to Dad. See you later, Mom.
Jeff. You know, we haven't had one phone call or a single complaint in 3 days. What happened?
Oh, well, you see, Mom, I gave my routes to the kids. Well, not exactly gave. They're going to pay me the money as they get it.
Well, Jeff, that's wonderful.
But at the rate they're going, it's going to take them a year. But the experience they get will be good for them. The sooner they learn, the better.
Well, they have to grow up sometime.
Yeah. We all do.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.